In the village of Amariyewabesh in northern Ethiopia, Wubalem Asmamau is filling up her clay pot at the water tap. It's part of her daily chores before she goes to school. In the recent past, she used to have to walk across wide fields to fetch unclean water from a river. The full trip took her up to 3 hours, and she was always scared of being attacked. Now the task only takes Wubalem 10 minutes.
Now that it's closer, I can fetch water and go to school on time. Before, I used to miss class because the place I used to fetch water was too far away.
The water point was built in 2008. 3 years later, UNICEF, together with the European Union, paid to rehabilitate it. Now it serves more than 480 households. It's increased clean water coverage to 70%. Baleo Yebel, the Machakel District Water Office head, explains the benefit of having these water points.
In the year 2012, 45 water points have been built. In 2013, more than 78 water points are under construction. These water points have increased coverage in our Warenda by about 20%. The support our community is obtaining from UNICEF and the European Union is substantial.
But the impact of the program does not end at the water point. The European Union, the community-based nutrition program in the Machakel district, is helping to reduce the number of severe acute malnutrition cases. Millions of health extension workers employed by the government make house calls every day across the country. Biruk Tawit Mulu has been working in the district for 7 years. She's also been actively involved in teaching nutrition for the last 3.5 years.
In Karer Kebel, the nutrition program began in October 2010. At that time, we had 88 cases of severe acute malnutrition. Now in 2013, there are only 40. We treated 20 cases in 2010. In 2013, that number has reduced to 7.
Wagai Fanta is a mother who's grateful for Biruk Tawit's regular visits and advice on nutrition and other important matters.
She gave me advice on properly following up on my children, having a smoke-free environment when cooking, keeping my house clean and orderly, as well as keeping our toilet clean. They tell us to feed our children properly and to give them a balanced diet. When they lose weight, they tell us to inform them so they can help them to gain it back.
The European Union support is helping Machakel and other districts across the country. Dennis Tulin, head of the EU delegation to Ethiopia, says that together with the local authority, they're changing people's mindsets.
I'm happy just to see that in Kebele, in that health post, things are moving already, but still a lot to be done. And it means also that that process still has to be supported by authorities and partners.
UNICEF representative Dr. Peter Salama believes partnering with the EU and the Ethiopian government in this endeavor has really been critical for the development project.
And I think that's the model that really works well. Those three legs of the stool acting under government leadership, but all working together against the same goals and targets. And I think you see a great example of it really working very well in Amara region.
Wubalem is now in control of her life. She can go to school and will not be forced to quit because of time-consuming chores like fetching water or being forced into early marriage because of rape. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.